Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here in ATL on the Hype 87.3. And as I said to you guys earlier, we do have a special guest checking in tonight. Her name is Sophia, and I'm going to let her introduce herself, her full name, because I don't want to get it wrong. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm Sophia Mingrosso.
It's a pleasure to have you on the line. I love your accent, first and foremost. Where does that accent originate from?
Far away. Siberia.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to really like dig into it. Yeah, that's where my heritage is.
Okay. You were born in Siberia, and then you fell in love with music at a young age, from what I understand.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I want people to understand your journey of how you got to where you're at. So at a young age, you started playing piano, and then later on, the harp, which is really interesting and amazing. How did you get into playing instruments?
I've always loved music, and I think when I was like 5 or 6, I asked my mom to take me to a music class, because my friend had a piano at her house, and I've always played the piano, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I felt like, oh, I want to take a class, and I'm thankful that my mom took it seriously. So she took me to music school, and I started from there taking classes. Later on, I decided to take harp class, because I saw a recital from older students. So I really loved that instrument too. And when I was about 10 or 11, I started taking voice lessons with an opera singer. And that's how I started, continued. And then I went to school, studied music and composition. So I started writing my own music at some point. And just, this is what I do today.
I love it. I think the harp is one of the most beautiful instruments out there, you know, as far as the sound that is projected from the instrument. What made you choose the harp? Because honestly, I haven't had a lot of people tell me they play that instrument, and I think that is beautiful. I love it. What made you decide the harp was the instrument, the second one you wanted to start playing?
I think that I really liked the challenge, and I wanted to show off to my friends because that was something I could use to stand out. Like, I was in that age where everybody finds their like personality, and I was thinking like, wow, what can I show, you know, to make like people impressed, or you know, have my friends to brag about me.
I know, absolutely.
It's like very childish. but I think everyone like has that phase when you're a kid. And I saw harp, and I thought to myself that, wow, that's the challenge for me. And actually, it wasn't hard. I know it looks challenging sometimes when you look at it for the first time, but
yes,
it's really not that hard to learn to play harp.
Really?
And of course, because it sounded so beautifully.
Yes.
Whatever you play on that instrument will sound amazing. And even if you don't know how to play it, you can just pick the strings and it's going to sound like heaven.
Oh, wow.
And it was just beautiful. I saw a beautiful concert with other students, and I wanted to be part of that,
yes,
group. And then I just fell in love with that. And it's actually a cool instrument to use when you write music. You can really include a lot of melodies into your pieces from harp. So, yeah.
That is beautiful. Yeah, I get chills just, you know, thinking about it, because hearing it being played, it's so beautiful. Like you said, it's just flawless. Even if someone doesn't really know how to play, that sound,
yeah,
that comes from it is still going to be beautiful. You almost can't mess up with it.
Yeah, it's like a therapy too.
Yes.
I think I didn't realize it when I was a child, but now as a grown up, I'm thinking back about that time. And I think that I chose it also because it was so common, and I was really into it. So like whenever I felt down or upset or just maybe, you know, not myself, I would go to my harp and I would play something, and I came back a different person. So yes. I think not knowing that, not realizing that at that time, this was maybe one of the main reasons I loved harp.
Absolutely. Music itself in general is just a therapy. Do you find that even today with you creating your music, it's still a form of therapy for you?
For sure. I think this is just a lifelong journey that it's never going to end, you know, until I'm, you know, dead. yeah, and I'm constantly learning something new even now, and will be learning more. So it's like I said, it's like a journey for the whole life. And definitely it's one long, exciting journey and full of, you know, adventures, and
yes.
Definitely therapy, because everything I write, I go through those moments over and over again. And if it's something from my personal experience, I have to go back to my past and analyze something. And I think it's a great way to work on a lot of things that happened to you or something you're going through now. So definitely music is very healing instrument that we're given.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Even though, you know, I'm in the music business, I don't know how to play any instruments, and nor do I sing or anything, but just listening to music and being around other creators of music is a form of therapy for me as well. Like, I think we all have those go-to certain songs we listen to that maybe get us through a tough day, or if we have an emotional time in our life. So music as a whole is definitely a therapy.
Yeah. I agree.
Do you enjoy the piano or the harp more when you're playing?
Well, I love both instruments. And these days, I'm learning how to play electric guitar. So right now, I'm in love with electric guitar.
Nice. I'm impressed.
Yeah, a new challenge, a new instrument. So that's what I love right now, because it's just piano gave me a very good, I would say, ground, you know, that I can use for anything, because piano is kind of, at least for me, it's like a basic instrument that everybody kind of learning when they start music.
Yes.
Or at least I speak for myself. I guess I shouldn't say everyone, but this is how I feel about it. It gave me knowledge to learn other instruments. So I would say my first love was piano, and harp is just special. So I can't even put it in any category, because it's just, it has its own place in my heart. And right now, electric guitar is my new love.
I love that. That is amazing. Have you got any like videos or anything of you playing the electric guitar yet?
I do. I have a bunch of them, and I have like a very patient teacher, and I'm very thankful for him, that he really helped me to feel confident, because it was very frustrating at first, because I learned my instruments when I was a child, and voice, you know, kind of, I've always used my voice my whole life, and then actually getting my hands down to a new instrument as an adult, it was very like, wow, why is it so hard? Like, you have to really put effort. I guess as an adult, like, we don't realize sometimes how much patience we need to have to learn something new.
Absolutely.
But I think I'm making a good progress. I enjoy it, because that was my goal, and I decided, like, I'm going to, you know, get all my goals done.
Absolutely.
So that, yeah. I'm at least in.
And yeah. I love that you're pursuing that. I think that, you know, we have to find what makes us happy in life, and you have found it through music and instruments, and now you've got a new interest, you know, with the electric guitar, and you're mastering that. Do you think once you really get that mastered, you'll move on to another instrument?
I haven't really thought about it. Probably. I'm thinking, what could it be? I don't know. It's like electric guitar was on my list, and because I think it's so cool as a female to play. I want to play guitar and sing at the same time. Mm. Like I've, you know, watched my idols, you know, female singers and rock stars, and so that was my dream to do that. So once I do that and I feel like I accomplished that, maybe I'll think about other instruments. But there's so many, yes. So many.
Yes.
So much to learn.
Absolutely.
always new goal.
And it's a gift that you already now play three of them. That's beautiful. And, you know, you also write your own music, which we're going to talk about, and you're a performer. You do a lot of different things. Now, I know you moved to the U.S. at the age of 18. What brought you to the United States?
Well, I wanted to continue studying music, and also my family moved. That's like one of the, I think, the biggest reason why I'm here today. And I liked it here. I thought about going back. It was not easy to get adjusted and have like such a big change, but I made it. And yeah, I'm here, I guess. I can't really say why we stayed here. It was just kind of a plan. No one asked me. But I'm glad that I can continue doing what, you know, I was doing when I was a child. Feel very fortunate to continue this career in music. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you feel that moving to the U.S. helped enhance your music career?
I think it did, because I would say not maybe in a musical way as much as just giving me new challenge and new goals.
Yes.
And I think that applies to my music too. I think it gave me confidence.
Yes.
And it made me believe in myself that I could, you know, make such a big change in my life. And so, you know, I can do anything, I guess. So I would say in that way, I wouldn't necessarily say in music, because all my teachers were back in my country.
Yes.
But I guess I would say yes. So, yeah. It did help.
Absolutely. And I know that, you know, you worked in like the classical genre, but you found yourself falling in love with rock and metal. That's where you found some freedom, because in classical there are a lot of rules. You know, talk to us about that transition, because those are two like completely different types of music.
I think that classical music gave me appreciation for composing the music, because now I know what it takes to actually create a piece of music and how much work it takes, and the knowledge that it takes to create something. So I think I'm very thankful to that part of my life, because it gave me, I would say, confidence and strength and knowledge.
Yes.
To create music. But I chose rock because I wouldn't even say that I chose one thing over another. It was just something else that I liked. And in my mind, at that time, it didn't seem like I have to change something dramatically or choose something and quit something. It was just another thing I liked. And I appreciate rock and metal, because I think I personally find there is a lot of similar things in both genres, because you know, there's so many instruments that, you know, it takes a lot of instruments to compose any piece of music.
Yes.
So I don't see how these two genres would conflict with each other. But rock, I've always loved rock. The first minute I heard rock song, I just felt connection. It just resonates.
Yeah.
With my heart and my brain. And I actually read an article not so long ago why people love rock. There is something in the brain that responds to that sound. And that's why, like, some might like rock, some people might not like rock. Like, everyone has different preferences sure. because of that. And I guess this is how I'm wired. And it's just so powerful. It's so cool.
Yeah.
In classical world, yes, there were a lot of limitations because those rules, you know, were written so many years ago, hundreds of years ago, if you look back into the history of classical music. So there is always so many rules that people have to follow. And singers especially had a lot of pressure and still have a lot of pressure. And they put you in the categories based on your voice type or your repertoire. And I kind of don't agree with that. I feel like your voice has way more power than you think. And giving someone, you know, structure or putting someone in the box and tell a person, this is how you, you know, should sing or this is what you shouldn't sing, is really not the right way, because we are human beings, we're flexible, we're changing, we're learning, constantly learning. So I didn't want to follow those rules for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. even though, of course, I still appreciate that world and I have my colleagues and my friends, some of the best friends, you know, some of the best people I've met were from that world and we're still friends. But I chose my path to express myself, and I find that rock gives me that safe space to create what I like and what I want to tell the story. And as a female singer, I think it's so cool and gives you so much power to express yourself. And just there's really no range. You know, you explore, you sing whatever you like, and you have control over it. And I feel like a creator with this genre. So that's why I guess I chose rock. But like I said, again, it just resonates with me. So I don't really have a clear answer to it. I just love it. And that's it.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, is finding what makes you happy and something that you can resonate with. And you found that within rock music. So that's beautiful. Like you said, everybody has, you know, different genres that they like and enjoy. And you found yours within rock. Is rock popular in Siberia?
It's like popular just as everywhere. Yeah, of course. Yeah. We had, you know, TV stations and radio. Yes, of course we heard rock. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's actually very popular.
Okay.
Metal, rock. Yeah, some of the new genres now, well, I don't know if they're that new, but they were new to me. I recently met a very nice band at the concert. They actually play death metal. That's something new to me, honestly. And I learned that that's very popular too. So yeah, there's so many genres, you know, that I probably don't even know about. I'm just like so focused on my music. So I guess I'm missing out a lot of other things. So like I said, yeah, trying to learn, learn as I go, on the go. I don't have a specific plan to. People ask me, what's your plan? How do you write? Like, I really don't have a structure. It's like chaos. And my life has always been kind of chaotic. I would consider myself an organized person somewhat, but not really.
Yes.
And this is how I write too. Like, I just do it. I don't have a recipe. It just happens. And I learn a lot while I'm doing something. So that's kind of my plan. When people ask me, what's your plan? I'm saying, like, I'm just going to do it and I'll learn. I'll see what happens.
There's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, we just have to find what works for us, because everybody's journey is different. So you have to find what works for you in particular, because what may work for someone else may not work for you, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you enjoying the most about being a music artist?
Writing music, definitely. Composing my music is what I enjoy the most.
Yes.
I need to have that creative time and creative process. And when I'm doing that, I feel like I don't exist in the real world. And I just get like so into it. It's like a deep meditation, or I would say it's like a dream. You just fall into the dream and you're like not really yourself anymore. I feel like my spirit really leaves my body when I'm writing the music, because it's a very special process for me, and definitely this is what I enjoy the most. Of course, I love singing, but I think the point of singing is just what comes afterwards, but creating something, it's like giving birth to a baby, I would say.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to describe it? I don't know, but I feel like, yeah, definitely it's like your child. Yeah, it's a very special process, and this is what I enjoy the most.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Let's talk about some of the music that you have released. You have a 13-track album that's titled Unforgiven.
Yes.
Tell us about that album, like the creative process of it, the 13 songs that are on the album. Did you specifically create them for the album?
Yeah, I did. It's actually, it didn't happen by accident, but kind of by accident. You know, 13 is my favorite number.
Okay.
But when I looked at my work and all the lyrics I created and all this pieces of music, and it happened to be 13. I didn't plan it, but it happened to be 13. And it's my favorite number too. And I would say that half of those songs were created many years ago. It goes really back in time, and I had to revisit some of my notes. And I met my friend last year, and I showed him all the music that I created, and he told me, no, you have to release that. You can't just keep it a secret. You have to share it. So I was very inspired by that advice, and I just, you know, created those tracks, and I added some decorations, of course, to my music. But all of those 13 tracks, it's like a story that I'm sharing, and it's all about my personal life, about my close friends and my family, and it's kind of a collection of all the experiences that I witnessed and I went through myself. And when you hear the album, when you hear song by song, you will realize what I mean. But the album is not out yet. But once it's out, and if you listen to each track, you'll see like the point of which song. It's kind of a life story, and it has the beginning, it has, you know, the like the middle part, and towards the end it's kind of resolving into something.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's all true stories.
I know you do have a single that is out on the digital platforms that's also titled Unforgiven. That will be featured on the 13-track album when it is released?
Yes, it will be. And I was thinking about naming my album differently, but I just couldn't, because that's part of the story again. And I was advised to not go that path and name it a different name, but I just can't at this point, because I would lose, you know, the meaning. Like the point of my music is to tell a story, and I can't just name it, but doesn't make sense just for the sake of like popularity or something else. So I stayed with that name.
Absolutely, I agree. I think that's great, because it kind of gives people somewhat of an insight on what they can expect on the upcoming album when they listen to that single.
Yeah.
Giving them that raw emotion, just, you know, really pouring yourself into the entire project. When can we anticipate the release of the album?
Probably at the end of April, beginning of May. Originally, I planned to do it mid-April, but it's just so much work, and like there's so many details that go into it, and I just decided to go with the flow and not rush it, and you know, do it properly. So, yes. But it's all done. It's all recorded. So it's just like I need extra 2 weeks, I would say.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, like you said, you don't ever want to rush it. You want to release it when it's the right time, you know. So by just, you know, taking your time with it and releasing the single really builds the anticipation for the entire album to be released.
Yeah, that's right. I just, you know, wanted to give what I have today and release it because I couldn't just keep it, but I didn't want to also just wait only for the album and release everything at once. It's just I just wanted to give some story because it was important for me to share those singles in the order they were shared also, because this is the purpose of my story, I would say, of all those experiences that I wanted to talk about in my music.
Yes.
So yeah, that was the plan.
I love it. I can't wait to hear the whole album. So I'll definitely be on the lookout for that. And anybody that's tuned in, make sure you guys are tuned in because she has the 13-track album coming soon. Now, I know last year you released a song called Demonizer, which we have, and we're going to play here in just a couple minutes. Tell us about this song. Like, what does this song mean to you?
This is my way to support people who go through violence, any kind of violence. Like, I don't want to name something specific because it's like, once it's violence, it's, you know, it's whatever it is, it's bad. And I originally wanted to support my friends that I was growing up with. Because I witnessed a lot of those bad things happening, and it was just silence. Nobody did anything, and I saw how it affected my friends and how it turned out to be. And this is my way to, I would say, just give back the support. And I wrote the lyrics a long time ago, and I just didn't want to share it with anyone, but again, when I gave it to my friend to read, and, you know, he said, well, no, you have to absolutely have to share it. You have to turn it into music. And this is what I did. I would say the Demonizer is, it has a very strong meaning. It has a very strong name. But what it really means is just claiming your power back and not be afraid. And you have to speak up. You have to use your voice, and it's never your fault, because what I noticed when I was growing up, a lot of the people who suffered, they were the ones they were blamed for what happened.
Yes.
And I felt like it's so unfair. And of course, we all know it's so unfair. And I just want to support everyone, not only my friends, but people I don't know, people I have never met, that you need to talk about it. You need to bring those topics up, and you need to speak up. We have to discuss it. We have to support each other. And there is nothing to be ashamed. You are not, you know, you are not the one you should be. You should be ashamed. It's not you. It's not your fault.
That's right.
There is a lot. Like, there is a lot of emotions going through it. But just in a few words, what I can say is that it's about claiming your self back, the pieces that you lost in those dark moments. You have to claim them back. You have to return to yourself. You have to be powerful. And yeah, it's just like a scream of rage, I would say.
Yes.
Is that too much?
No.
I wouldn't say revenge. You know, people will not like all revenge. No, but I would say rage. It's okay to be, you should be mad. You should be angry. It's like a last resort. It's a scream for anger. It's like, you know, I won't let you do this to me.
That's right.
And I'll get back. I will revenge. You know, you will be punished. So this is the message.
I love it. I love that you're using your music and your platform to really like empower women, because like you said, oftentimes women are afraid to speak up and they absolutely need to. So, you know, we appreciate people like yourself who are really empowering the women out here.
Yes, thank you. Because people just say often, you know, and some people might not agree with me, and that's okay. Like, we have to forgive. Yes, you will do forgive to a certain extent, but there is things that you can't forgive and you shouldn't forgive, because this is just an excuse to not do something. You know, they all constantly teach us and like program us into being forgiven, like have forgiveness and forgive that person and that person. But like, it's not what, you know, the world needs. You know, that forgiveness will not bring justice to, you know, to many things, maybe to some degree, but I don't believe that forgiveness is the only way to deal with something bad. And maybe afterwards you can find forgiveness, but first you have to find justice.
Yes.
And yeah.
I agree. I agree. And it goes along with the title of the song and the album, Unforgiven, because like you said, there's some things that's really tough to forgive when you know somebody did something wrong that they were not supposed to do. It's difficult to forgive people like that.
Right. And then it builds up and just ruins people's life because people are silent, because people don't talk about it.
Yes.
And instead they bury it inside until it's like, there is no room anymore. And then, you know, you just don't want to be alive anymore because you build all of that anger and sadness. And anyway, like I, you know, believe in different things. And I believe that, you know, it's, like I said, forgiveness is not the way to deal with some things. And yeah, just claim your power back.
Yes.
You know, you deserve the best, and just use your voice. And yeah,
that's a beautiful and powerful message. I appreciate you for sharing that, because there's a lot of women out here who absolutely need to hear that. So, you know, we appreciate you spreading that positive and the positivity through your music. I know that you got this album coming up soon. Is there anything else that you have coming up in the works that we need to be on the lookout for?
I have some shows coming up in Texas, May 5th and May 6th, it will be a festival I will be performing with other bands. And I'll just continue writing music. I have like other dates for shows, but I'm waiting for confirmation. For May, I'm like locked in for sure with those two dates, but there's like whole summer. I have other festivals I have to attend, and yeah, just some music videos are going to come out too. Yeah, just keep working. Never stop. Just keep moving. Like at this point, I don't think that there will be a moment where I stop. There is always something. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's always work to be done. We have to get up. Even when we don't feel like it, that's when we probably need to do it the most. We have to learn to self-motivate each other.
For sure, 100% agree. That's exactly when you feel like you're going to give up or it's not worth it. That, you know, at that moment, actually, you should be pushing harder.
Yes.
And I think getting out of your comfort zone and doing things differently, yeah, that's where success is. It's not somewhere where it's comfortable. You have to get out, you know, cross the line, get out of the box.
Right. Absolutely. That's the only way that you're going to actually make it to that next level that you're looking to achieve is stepping outside your comfort zone. Like I tell people, the only time you should get comfortable is when the only thing you should be comfortable with is being uncomfortable. We have to put ourselves in uncomfortable positions oftentimes in order to rise up to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's check out this song. But before we do that, for anybody that's tuned in that may want to follow your movement, see the other work that you've done, where can they follow you at on social media?
Instagram, Facebook, and all the music platforms. You know, I'm just lucky I have a good manager who manages all those platforms for me, because I personally don't like to sit in front of the screen. And I would say like my only platform that I use personally and check is Instagram. So yes, you can find me on Instagram. You can message me on Instagram. I check that. But yeah, just music platforms everywhere where there is music.
And tell them what your Instagram name is so they can follow you.
It's Sofia Mingrosso. Yeah, just my name.
Spell it, because some people may not know how to spell the last name.
yeah, it's also Sofia Mingrosso, Mengrosso, Mingrosso.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Also, I know you have a lot of people that support you. You just mentioned that you have a great manager. Is there anybody that you would like to give thanks to or give a shout out to?
Oh, my God. Well, of course, to my band. I'm just so lucky. Emily now, and we're like a family. And I just honestly want to thank all of the people that enjoy my music, or like somebody, even people, like I said, people I have never met, because if my music helps you in some way or you find inspiration, this is great, because this is the goal. I always wanted to write music with meaning, and otherwise I wouldn't be doing that. So I just want to thank everyone who follows me or just happened to listen my song one time, it's fine. I just want to give good vibes to people and just lift people up and support everyone, whatever that is, whatever your journey is.
Yes.
You know, if it's the same journey or different, it doesn't matter, but I just want you to feel strong and in control of your life, and I want everyone to feel the creator in themselves and find that creator, that you create your own life and your own universe, and just, you know, be kind to each other. So that's it, like love, peace.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, let's go ahead and bless the people with some good vibes with listening to one of your songs. I have Demonizer here. Who produced the song?
Well, we produced it all together as a band. I wrote and composed the music, but of course I had a lot of help. My whole band is involved in everything, you know, I do. And my studio manager, his name is Tim Abbott. So he really helped me a lot. He's great. He's a very technical guy and he's got a lot of experience. So big thank you. Team.
Absolutely, most definitely. Well, we appreciate you giving us some of your time tonight to tell your story and share your journey with us, but we're going to go ahead and check out the record. Can you introduce it for us?
Demonizer.
Y'all stay tuned. It's your girl Tampa Mystic. Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.